In a warehouse near Newman, California, millions of almonds are heated in huge metal containers.
As the steam's coming out, it rolls around in the chamber so it can penetrate everything.
Diane Newell is a plant manager for the Cosmed Group. Its business is to ensure, through sterilization, that almonds don't carry bacteria from the fields to consumers. The temperature inside the chambers gradually rises to 165 degrees.
The whole process from start to finish is about 9 hours.
Handlers open hundreds of boxes destined for the steaming vats.
Sunflower seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. Hazelnuts.
But almonds are the only nut, seed, or dried fruit that must, by law, be pasteurized. If they're not steamed, they must be fumigated with a chemical called propylene oxide, or PPO. The regulation is a result of two salmonella outbreaks traced to almonds in the early 2000s. Tim Birmingham oversees quality assurance for the Almond Board of California.
We had to deal with it. We knew that we couldn't deal with it with good ag practices alone. We had to implement a definitive control step such as pasteurization.
In 2007, the USDA issued a rule that raw almonds grown specifically in California's Central Valley must be pasteurized. Tim Birmingham says the regulation was written in the consumer's best interest.
And it does, in some cases, take away their ability to choose truly raw product. But the intent was really to remove that threat of salmonella on the product, which we know salmonella is there.
When the law came down, Glenn Anderson pasteurized a batch of his organic almonds on his farm in Hillmar, south of Modesto. He says steaming the nuts changed the moisture and taste of his product.
Simply the acute flavor that I've grown to expect in a good organically grown almond just isn't there. Leans toward cardboard as opposed to fresh almonds.
He's never steamed another batch, but he continues to sell his almonds under an exception within the regulation. As long as he sells his nuts directly to consumers and in small batches, he does not legally have to pasteurize. He stores his nuts in large white freezers to retain their freshness.
I take this one as caramel. These ones are non-pareil variety.
With a heavy metal scoop, he transfers a handful of almonds into a Ziploc bag.
This is the same variety.
I wait a few hours for the almonds to warm up. I taste a sample and then I compare it to a pasteurized nut. And the main difference I notice is the texture. The steamed almonds are crunchier and their flavor is slightly less rich. But it's not just pasteurization that infuriates Anderson.
I consider that you're lying to people when you use the word raw for something that has been pasteurized. If they're really happy about it, advertise it, promote it. If they're trying to hide something, you call it raw.
Linda Harris disagrees. She's a cooperative extension specialist in food science at UC Davis.
There is no legal definition, no federal definition of the word raw.
She also says studies show that pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of almonds. And she predicts that sterilization of a lot more foods will be required by law soon. The Federal Food Safety Modernization Act goes into effect later this summer. Other crops have been preparing for what's coming.
So I think a lot of these industries, the non-almond industries, are further along than you might think in doing exactly what the almond industry has done.
Harris says an intricate commercialized food system requires extra steps to ensure the food we eat is safe. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.